Amber Brown tapped a stylus against her tablet. She neatly checked the empty boxes remaining beside the items on her inventory sheet, as she confirmed the corresponding crate had been stowed beneath the bus about to depart. Each box had been carefully packed and logged to ensure their essentials made it to their destination.
"I think this is the last of them. Number 25C of the green labels."
Cage, her future brother-in-law, told her as he reached over her shoulder and poked the designated entry on her list. If his lip curled in a bit of a grin behind the fall of his blonde dreadlocks, she ignored his mockery of her complex system. It was his damn fault she was short-staffed, since he'd stolen her sister away from Brown & Brown. On top of that, Amber's brand-spanking new replacement partner, in the new and improved Brown & Duchon, was one of the four brides boarding the wedding party mobile the Hot Rods mechanics had retrofitted for this special trip. She never would have guessed the sleek monstrosity in front of her had started its life as a bright yellow school bus. Then again, this gang had a way of transforming most things, and people, they touched.
"Thanks."
She smiled despite her gritted teeth until he turned away to assist her pregnant sister up the stairs. As soon as his attention had winged back to his fiancée, she scrubbed the offending fingertip he'd left on the shiny surface of her tablet with the oyster-hued silk of her long-sleeved blouse. Anal? Yup. But she'd liked things precisely as they should be. Habitual organization contributed to her success. How else could a single event planner survive the coordination of a quadruple unconventional destination wedding without going absolutely bonkers? Then again, she hadn't pulled it off just yet. It was nearly impossible to concentrate with the chaos that constantly swirled around her when she entered the Hot Rods domain. Eight sexy mechanics, their feisty mates, a kid brother, and even a puppy, not to mention their dad, who kept causing Amber's own mother to swoon with a series of steamy stares. Together, they made for one big, noisy, rowdy, and admittedly fun group. It was her job to wrangle them. She deserved a raise.
"Quinn, grab Buster McHightop's leash. You're in charge of him until we get to Bear Natural, okay?"
She smiled at the teenager, who wouldn't mind dog-sitting one bit. In fact, he seemed to stand a bit taller knowing she trusted him to take responsibility for the shop's mascot.
"Sure, Amber."
He offered her a sheepish smile as he and the puppy trundled toward the bus stairs, which had been painted in a Hot Rod's version of polka dots, skulls and fireballs, courtesy of Mustang Sally. He hadn't said much about their trip, but he'd been the first one packed and ready to leave for their mini-vacation, even though the Naturist Resort was closed, reserved exclusively for their festivities. The allure of naked breasts had nothing on fishing, romping through the woods and hanging out with his big brother, especially for a kid who'd never experienced any of those fundamental delights.
"Hang on, come here a second, please."
Amber curled her fingers until he whipped around.
"Yeah?"
She wrapped him in a one-armed hug and squeezed before he pulled back, startled.
"What was that for?"
He seemed unsure of how to react as his cheeks reddened.
"Because I like you."
She also knew what it was like to shoulder worry beyond your years as a child. At least she'd had Nola for company. Going it alone, he must have shared every ounce of Roman's tough genes to have survived.
"Now get your ass on that bus or we're going to be late."
"Come on, Buster."
Quinn laughed as he raced the dog out of sight. One of the mirrored bus windows dropped open, and Kaylin's beautiful blue eyes appeared in the gap.
"Are you sure you don't need me to help?"
"Yep, just enjoy the ride. You only get married once."
Amber frowned.
"Well, I hope. I mean, don't expect me to do this over again if you don't stick it out with Bryce. Perfection isn't easy to arrange."
"And we know you don't settle for anything less."
The groom winked at her from behind his fiancée, though they both understood his barb wasn't too far from the truth. Nearly obsessive about control, Amber made the ideal project coordinator. As for her personal life, well, that sucked.